Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we cut through the noise and get straight to the insights you need. Today, we're diving into something that's transforming businesses at, well, an incredible pace. The rapid adoption of AI agents in enterprises. These aren't just futuristic concepts anymore. They're really becoming central to how companies operate. But with that speed, of course, come some pretty significant new challenges.
Exactly. You know, organizations are quickly realizing that scaling AI agents isn't quite as simple as just deploying a few. They're wrestling with these critical questions like, how do you maintain control? How do you get genuine visibility into performance? And crucially, how do you really integrate these agents into their complex existing workflows without creating more problems than they solve?
Right. And that's precisely why our deep dive today focuses on Salesforce's new Agentforce 3. Our source material positions this as a truly transformative update, specifically engineered to tackle these very enterprise-grade challenges head-on. So our mission for this deep dive is basically to unpack what makes Agentforce 3 feel like such a significant leap forward. We'll be looking at the cool features that promise things like real-time visibility, seamless integration, robust compliance, and actionable intelligence, all through the lens of the information we have from the source material. Okay, so let's set the stage a bit. Let's look at the current landscape of AI agents, because the numbers we've seen are, frankly, astounding. The data highlights a remarkable surge in AI agent adoption, citing Salesforce's own figures. A staggering 233% growth in just 6 months.
It's phenomenal to witness, really is. And this isn't just about a few companies dabbling. It's, you know, widespread adoption. We've learned that over 8,000 organizations have brought Agentforce into their operations since late 2024. That signals a really clear shift from sort of experimental pilot projects to a more mature, proven technology delivering real-world value at scale.
Right. And the source gives us some concrete examples of this enterprise value. We're talking about a 15% reduction in customer service handling time. That's significant. And consider this. During tax season, 70% of administrative queries were apparently resolved autonomously. Those are serious efficiency gains that, you know, impact the bottom line.
Absolutely. Those numbers are compelling. Definitely. But like with any technology that scales this quickly, it inevitably raises critical questions for organizations, right? How do you maintain granular control over potentially hundreds or maybe even thousands of these agents? How do you get real-time, actionable visibility into how they're doing? And perhaps most importantly, how do you truly integrate them into the, you know, the intricate fabric of your existing enterprise systems so they become a seamless part of operations rather than some isolated tool? This is precisely where Agentforce 3 steps in, presenting itself as Salesforce's comprehensive answer.
Okay, let's unpack this then, starting with what seems like a foundational piece of this update, the Command Center. The source describes it as a powerful addition designed to provide a unified real-time observability layer for enterprise AI agents. For a business leader listening, what does observability truly mean in this AI context, and what's the biggest challenge it's trying to solve here?
Yeah, that's a great way to frame it. For AI agents, observability isn't just knowing if an agent is on or off. It's much deeper. It's about having a complete, continuous understanding of how your agents are performing out there in the wild, identifying bottlenecks, understanding their impact. The Command Center tackles this by providing live dashboards tracking critical metrics like latency, you know, how quickly agents respond to error rates, how often they fail or escalate queries, adoption rates across different departments, and even the cost associated with their operation. What's particularly insightful here, I think, is the inclusion of AI-powered feedback loops for specific conversation types, which means the system itself learns and suggests improvements. And if agent behavior deviates from expected patterns, real-time alerts get triggered, allowing for, you know, proactive intervention.
That level of granularity sounds powerful. But does it ever risk maybe overwhelming IT or business teams with just too much data? Or are there intelligent filtering mechanisms to make that information digestible? And the source mentions it's built on the OpenTelemetry standard. It integrates seamlessly with tools like Datadog, Splunk, and Wayfound. Why is that kind of open standard important, especially for, let's say, frictionless governance when enterprises are deploying hundreds of agents?
That's a crucial point about information overload. And yeah, the focus seems to be on actionable insights, not just raw data floods. Building on OpenTelemetry is huge because it means that IT and business teams don't need to learn some entirely new monitoring paradigm. They can leverage their existing familiar observability tools. This is key because when you have potentially hundreds of agents deployed across various business units, you absolutely need a common language and standard tools to monitor them effectively. It makes monitoring, troubleshooting, and ensuring compliance sort of foundational and seamless, rather than a bespoke, time-consuming effort for each new agent deployment. It really democratizes AI deployment across the enterprise by removing that integration friction.
Okay, now here's where it gets really interesting for me. Plug-and-play AI, powered by something called the Model Context Protocol, or MCP. The source uses this compelling analogy, describing it as the USB-C for AI. What does that comparison really illuminate about its capabilities, and what kind of ripple effect does this have for how developers and businesses, too, approach building with AI?
Yeah, the USB-C for AI analogy is brilliant, isn't it? Because it implies universal compatibility and just unprecedented ease of connection. Just like a USB-C cable lets you plug into almost anything these days, MCP enables secure, zero-code connections between Agentforce and a vast array of external services. This is a fundamental shift. It means developers no longer need to build complex custom pipelines or write tons of code just to get different AI models or enterprise services to talk to Agentforce. It's really about breaking down those silos and accelerating development.
So we're talking about a true plug-and-play experience for AI then, offering immense flexibility. What kind of integrations are available right out of the box, and what sort of diverse use cases could this unleash?
Exactly. True plug-and-play. The material lists a wide range of out-of-the-box integrations, including major players like AWS Bedrock, Notion, Stripe, PayPal, IBM Watson, Google Cloud, and many others. This breadth allows for incredibly diverse use cases without requiring deep technical reengineering. Imagine agents capable of, say, performing document summarization, analyzing video content, resolving payment disputes automatically, processing images, generating code, or even querying complex databases, all by simply connecting Agentforce to your existing enterprise tools. This capability lets teams compose sophisticated, intelligent workflows really rapidly. It significantly speeds up both development and deployment, and ensures you can use the best model for a specific task rather than being sort of locked into one provider, you know?
Interesting. Okay, next up is the Atlas Engine upgrade. This promises improved performance and reliability. Can you walk us through the specific enhancements we're seeing here?
Sure. The Atlas architecture has had some significant enhancements, primarily focused on speed and resilience. We're seeing a 50% lower latency reported, meaning agents respond much faster, which is critical for user experience. There's also the introduction of streaming responses. This gives users real-time visibility into an agent's sort of thought process as it's formulating an answer. Crucially, it includes auto failover to backup models during latency spikes. That ensures continuous operation and minimizes disruption. And it's expanding its large language model support, too, now including Anthropic's Claude, with Gemini support apparently coming soon.
That auto failover sounds incredibly important for just maintaining service, yeah?
Yeah.
But does relying on backup models ever impact performance or user experience in other ways? Is there a trade-off? And the source also mentions web search grounding and inline citations. How do those features contribute to increased reliability and, critically, audit friendliness?
That's a thoughtful question about the failover. While it prioritizes continuity, the system is designed to make those transitions as seamless as possible. The aim is definitely to maintain a consistent user experience. Regarding web search grounding and inline citations, yes, this is absolutely key for trust and transparency. Web search grounding means the agents can access and incorporate up-to-date external information, makes them more relevant. While inline citations mean they can reference both internal and external data sources directly in their responses. This makes the agent's output more reliable because it's based on verifiable information, right? And it's much more audit-friendly because you can easily trace the source of the information used by the agent, which is paramount for compliance and ensuring accuracy, especially in sensitive enterprise environments.
Makes sense. Okay, moving beyond the core tech features, Agentforce 3 also offers industry-specific automation kits. This sounds like it moves beyond just generic AI tools to really help companies hit the ground running. How does this pre-built approach help companies maybe accelerate their time to value?
Yeah, it's all about accelerating that time to value and, frankly, reducing custom development costs. Salesforce isn't just offering a general AI platform here. They're providing highly tailored, industry-specific solutions. Agentforce 3 includes over 200 pre-built actions, with 100 new ones in this release alone, apparently. Plus, comprehensive industry templates for sectors like healthcare, finance, media, automotive, retail. The list goes on. There are also specific Agentforce SKUs for sales, service, and industry clouds with per-user pricing and unlimited action usage, which seems designed to make it very accessible.
Could you give us maybe some specific use case examples how these pre-built kits might be applied and what impact that could have on the human teams who previously handled these tasks?
Certainly. For instance, in healthcare, an AI agent could fully manage patient scheduling, from the initial inquiry right through to booking and sending reminders. In the automotive sector, maybe an agent handling complex vehicle servicing and diagnostics inquiries. And for media companies, it could automate content summarization and distribution workflows, things like that. This pre-configured approach means companies can potentially bypass lengthy and costly development cycles. And for human teams, this often translates not to replacement, but to a shift in focus. That's key. Instead of handling repetitive administrative queries, they can now dedicate their time to more complex, maybe more empathetic, or strategic tasks that truly require human judgment and creativity.
Okay, let's talk about security and compliance. Absolutely paramount, especially for highly regulated industries. How does Agentforce 3 address these concerns? And what confidence should this instill in companies that have maybe traditionally been slow to adopt new tech because of governance fears?
This is clearly a major area of focus and investment for them. Agentforce 3 is now available on Government Cloud Plus with FedRAMP High authorization. This signifies it meets some of the most stringent data security and governance standards out there. That's a huge barrier broken for government agencies and, you know, highly regulated industries like finance or healthcare. Furthermore, its global reach has expanded significantly. Canada, the UK, India, Japan, Brazil are mentioned, and it supports over 6 languages now, with 30 more apparently on the way. That signals readiness for truly global enterprise deployment.
And the trusted partner ecosystem is also a vital part of that story too, isn't it? Because even with powerful tools, implementation and that strategic guidance are key.
Exactly. You can't just throw tech over the wall. The source highlights a robust, trusted partner ecosystem. We're talking over 272,000 certified specialists across major firms like Accenture, PwC, Deloitte, and Neuraflash. All of these features combine the FedRAMP authorization, the global reach, multi-language support, and that comprehensive partner network. They really solidify Agentforce's position. It becomes a viable choice, not just for those tech-forward enterprises, but crucially for highly regulated industries and government bodies that have historically been, let's say, slower to adopt new technologies due to those compliance and implementation concerns.
Yeah, that comprehensive approach, including the partner network, really does seem to position it for wide-scale adoption, especially in those tricky regulated sectors. But for those looking even further ahead, what's on Salesforce's roadmap? What's next for Agentforce?
Well, they've laid out a pretty clear and ambitious roadmap. For July 2025, they anticipate the general availability of that Anthropic Claude integration we mentioned, and also MuleSoft's A2A integrations, that's application-to-application connections, which will, you know, further streamline how Agentforce links with other key enterprise systems. Looking a little further out to August 2025, we can expect the wider rollout of the command center, those enhanced agent health monitoring capabilities, and the introduction of something called Agentforce Studio, which will undoubtedly bring more tools for developers and administrators. So, yeah, it's clear they're planning continuous, significant advancements.
So taking all this in, Agentforce 3 really marks a kind of pivotal point in AI adoption, doesn't it? It feels like a fundamental shift, moving away from those experimental pilot projects towards truly enterprise-grade governed agent deployment.
It absolutely does. I think that's the right takeaway. For any organization serious about scaling AI, this platform offers a ready-made, trustworthy foundation. It directly addresses those critical needs around visibility, integration, and compliance we talked about earlier, providing the necessary depth and flexibility for these complex business environments. It's moving beyond the hype to practical, secure implementation.
Essentially, the source material suggests it makes deploying intelligent AI agents almost as easy and, importantly, as secure as deploying traditional software. And that's a powerful statement, really. It could fundamentally change how businesses approach automation and efficiency going forward.
It is. It's a significant step toward making AI agents a standard, manageable part of enterprise operations, rather than a specialized, often kind of isolated IT project.
Which leads us nicely to our final thought for you, the listener, to consider today. If AI agents truly become as manageable and as secure as traditional software, how might this fundamentally redefine the future of work? And the roles of human teams across all sorts of diverse industries, from healthcare to finance and manufacturing. What new possibilities really emerge when this technology is so readily accessible and governable? Something to mull over until our next deep dive.